Want to know what Highway 421, deer hooves, and the police have to do with each other?
Find out now from your hosts,
Ellie Saxa
and Leah Callum, and their interviewee, Earth Science teacher Leanna Sartwell.
Many, many years ago, it seems like, I was teaching comparative anatomy and physiology of vertebrates at North Carolina A&T University. And part of that course required me to provide samples for practical exams like horns and bones and things of that sort. One of the things that we had to provide for were hooves for ungulates. So they had to be able to understand that hooves were like fingernails and they weren't bones. And the sample that I had got messed up due to a lab mishap that we won't get into. That's a completely separate thing. And so on the way to school one day, I saw a deer that had been hit on the road on the side of 421. And I said, ooh, hooves. So I pulled my car over and backed it up beside the deer. And I opened up my trunk. And because I collect live samples and things at the time, I had a variety of things in my trunk, like my plastic bags and bone saws and dissection kits and that sort of thing. So I went around to the side of the car and I started to begin removing the hooves. And the next thing I knew, I heard a car pull up behind me. And when the door shut, I heard this man say, ma'am, put the weapon down and put your hands where I can see it. And I turned around and I realized that a state trooper was behind me with his weapon drawn. I said, it's just a deer. It's just a deer. I swear it's just a deer. And he turned around and looked past me. He went, oh, we got a report that somebody was, that there was a dead body on the side of the road. And so he was going to put me down on the ground face down before he realized what had happened. Fortunately, there is a law that says that after an animal is deceased, it's not against the law to, you know, do that sort of thing. So he did not arrest me. He did not detain me. And he actually gave me the number of the guy who works for DOT that collects all the animals on the side of the road so I could collect my samples at my heart's content safely and not on the side of 421. And then this is the funny thing. My trunk was still open. So in my trunk, I still have my plastic bags and my bones and all that. He said, ma'am, if you don't mind me saying so, you have the trunk of a serial killer. And I said, no, really, it's the trunk of a scientist, I swear. So that's the story of how I almost got shot on the side of 421.